Okay.
Okay. It is now time for
the sponsor feature band of the week.
It's kind of longer, but
it is. Oh.
Access granted.
It still works.
There it is.
That's amazing.
We got in.
Yeah.
The vault has been opened.
That's just good karma.
Yeah.
You know, that hasn't happened yet that segment has been sponsored. However, it still worked to open the vault.
Yeah.
Therefore, it will happen.
Rendering it
successful.
Useful. Yeah, successful is the word I was thinking of. All right.
Okay. So, recently a compact disc came into the studio, as they are wont to do. They don't wander in on their own. Record labels and PR companies send them to us. And actually, DJ Steel grabbed this one first. And then last week, he gave it to me, as we do. And we like a CD, we give it to the other person to check out, and then we decide if we want to feature them or not. So the album he gave me was called Ego Orientation by a band called UBT. Now, when I first put this album into my car stereo CD player, the very first song, I was like, man, I have heard this song before, and I don't know why. And I was racking my brain. Me and the Lady Fox were like, what? Where have we heard this song before? I was going nuts for like 3 days. I couldn't figure it out.
Yeah.
I just kept on listening to the album.
I know it. Yeah.
And then finally, just as chance would have it, I was driving away to work one day, and the Lady Fox was walking my dog, and I happened to check in my glove compartment, and I saw Royal Mountain Records Presents Ghostbusters, the Ghostbusters soundtrack part 3, Ghostbusters 3 soundtrack.
Okay.
And I take it out, I look at the back of the track listing, and sure enough,
that's where
Follow
you
the
knew
Waves
it from.
To the Coastline was one of those albums. So for those who don't know and haven't listened before and don't know what I'm talking about, the band Holorado last year released a compilation album, to release two singles. They didn't want to just put out an album that only had two songs on. So the songs were A Good Day at the Races and Walking Out on Daytime. So they didn't want to just release a CD with two songs on it. So they asked some of their friends who were in bands and whatnot if they wanted to contribute to this compilation CD, and which they did. Also, as it happens, when Holorado released their first album, which is called Record in a Bag, they had actually wanted to release a record in a bag. They wanted to distribute it not in a CD case, but in a bag.
But that one didn't come in a bag, did it?
No.
No.
Their record label wouldn't let them do it. So then they started their own record label, and they distributed their own album in a Ziploc bag. It was amazing. So anyways, UBT, who back then were called Uncle Bad Touch, which I think is an amazing band name. But apparently, I don't know if other people didn't or whatever, but they've changed it to just UBT now. They released their own album earlier this month.
Yeah.
Called Ego Orientation, as I said.
On June 4th, we believe.
That's right, on Psychic Handshake Records. And I have to say, it is a solid album. I these guys are from Montreal. I have a hard time, you know, labeling a genre on bands, as you know, we suck at that. But I would, if someone held a gun to my head and said, you need to give this band and these songs a genre, I would say, like, lo-fi indie surf rock.
All right.
Yeah? That could be influenced by the one song that I knew the best, which was Follow the Waves to the Coastline, which is about water. However, there are solid other songs on there, which we will get to. I think I am going to play three of them. And as it happens, I really like every other song on this album. I don't know if they arranged it that way, but my favorite songs are 1, 3, 5, and 7.
Wow.
So, Follow the Waves to the Coastline is the first song. Then the Bumby song is the second, which is the second, another song that I like. 5 is Gypsy Woman, and then John the Painter.
And then the filler they put in between them all.
I wouldn't call it filler.
I wouldn't call it filler.
I would just say the songs that I like more are those ones. Now, UBT is comprised of Catherine McCaughey.
Mackay.
Normally, I'm really good at pronouncing people's names, but this is one of those Irish names that I'd... Mackay.
I think I got
The other ones are easier. Mikey Heppner, and then my favorite, Gabe of Thrones Rousseau. Awesome nickname. Now, these guys are currently on tour. Unfortunately, they already came through Ontario. I think the closest they came here was Thunder Bay. So, yeah. Hopefully, go to Seymour and see if they're coming back here.
Seymour.
Ah, they're going to be playing in London on June 28th.
Call the office.
Call the office.
29th in Toronto.
At the Hard Luck. And then they're heading down. Oh, they're just dipping into New York for a minute. Anyways, so check them out if you can. If you're out west, go ahead and check them out. They're going to be at the Sled Island Festival, which is a fantastic festival. I haven't been, but they normally have a really solid lineup. Anyways, enough of us talking about this band. Why don't we get to some songs? So I'm going to start it off with the song that I know the best and that I've been listening to the longest, which is Follow the Waves to the Coastline here on 100.3 Sound FM. This is UBT on the Mono-y-Mono Show.